Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I feel a little bit guilty, but not much, about bringing this up.
What?
Uh-oh.
JC and Big Al, you have cost us a listener. Thank you very much.
What were you? I know I didn't do anything.
Al and JC did?
Probably JC.
Or Al.
It's so bad that she even had to write me to let me know, because not only did she want to stop listening, she wanted to let me know why she stopped listening.
It had nothing
to do with me and Jenna.
It's got to be all JC here. I'm Justin Bieber. JC is my little twist.
You're
my little twist.
You guys are missing what's most important here. Did she donate to your kids first?
She didn't say anything about that.
Okay. Honey.
What happened?
But I know that she also has a child.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And so not only did you cost us one listener, you cost us two.
Potential future listener.
Was it JC's mustache?
Is it my mustache?
Is it my baby?
You know what? Possibly.
No, it's not.
It might be tied into this, and she didn't specifically mention it by name, but I think what she did mention is all-encompassing.
So she emailed you this?
On my Facebook.
Oh, okay.
She messaged me privately.
Let me sit in. All right.
You're sitting down for this.
Yeah.
Victoria, I won't say her last name, just in case she's so ashamed that she even listened to this show in the first place.
Wow. Is it a shout-out last name?
I don't think so.
No, okay. I was going to give her a shout-out.
I just needed to tell you how I feel about the show since Kid passed away.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
So sad, in all caps. I'm like, well, yeah, right? I've tried to be supportive and continue to listen.
Mm. Yep.
But it has gone ghetto since Kid passed away.
It's gone ghetto?
And it's getting worse as time passes.
It's ghetto?
You called us ghetto? High five,
JC. She didn't call us ghetto.
Oh, high five. No, hold on.
Like JC and Al?
Yeah.
She says,
buddy.
Al, is that the first time you've ever been called ghetto in your life?
Me too.
Congratulations.
Oh, Al, you wait.
Dude, I go to auditions for commercials, and they tell me I need to sound more urban. Can you sound a little more black, please, Big Al? All right.
Like I said, she said it's getting worse as time passes.
Yeah, right. Please tell us how we're ghetto.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
Big Al is gross.
Okay. All right.
He's trying too hard to be black.
I'm trying.
Gross. Oh.
I don't have to try to be black.
She recognized that that's something Kid tried to make Al do.
Yeah. And turning everything into sex. Every female caller is baby girl. OMG, give it a rest.
Hold on one second. He's so not funny. He did that forever.
Yeah, exactly.
I think she did it less
with a girlfriend.
In fact, it's diminished.
She continues, I think Kid had a way of reining him in or keeping him real. It's just not the same.
Keeping him real.
JC has gone more ghetto, too.
Oh yeah! How?
What is ghetto Mexican?
Please tell me, because I've been getting called gay a lot lately.
She doesn't really go into detail as much as she did with Big Al. She said, my daughter and I listen to y'all every morning on our way to school and on the computer when we're not going to school. And love, love, love you guys. We were so sad when Kid passed away, and it's been difficult to get used to not having his voice. But it's just not worth it to listen to Big Al and JC turn every single thing into sex and ghetto.
I love sex and
it's gross. It's gross, and I'm really over it. God bless you all, and we will miss you a lot.
Victoria, if you're listening, because I know you are.
She's not listening. She's not listening anymore.
Please call us and let us know why I am ghetto.
I love the God bless you at the end, like that just totally compensates for blatantly insulting us after we had the biggest tragedy in our lives.
Why are you us?
Jenna's a team player, Kelly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm part of the rest. So
no, yeah. JC and Al are ghetto.
I align myself with them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jenna.
I ain't ghetto.
I thought we were.
No, I'm not.
Yo,
you fools. Welcome to Kid Craddock in the morning. Hey. What? Pow, pow.
See, JC is, you don't even understand how flattered he is.
I'm so flattered myself. I'm kind of flattered too. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You could take this as constructive criticism.
I don't see why she's saying I'm trying to be black. I'm black, so I don't really have to try.
Turning everything to sex and quit calling people baby girl.
I've been calling people baby girl for 20 years.
But quit doing
it
in that oogie voice. I know what she's talking about. Baby. I kind of have Victoria's back.
All right, baby.
I want examples from me though.
That's the only thing.
You can't just call me ghetto and then not give me an example.
That is my biggest pet peeve, when someone is mad at you or when someone criticizes you and they can't even list an example of what you did wrong, or they can't even say, do this, like just something constructive. It's just mean.
Is it ghetto that I learned boy band dance moves at home?
No.
Is that why?
No, that's not very white.
That's not ghetto at all,
Is it ghetto that I'm taking selfies for my wife?
No.
Is that making me ghetto?
That's not. Does that make me ghetto?
Is my cool Mexican mustache ghetto?
Maybe that's what she's talking about. She just forgot to list it.
I'm okay calling me ghetto. See, I'm from the ghetto. I'm from Compton.
No, you're so not. You went to a private school and wore a uniform.
I'm cool.
You dressed up as...
cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble,
this is
cluck,
Al.
I love
cluck,
this.
Cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, 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 coming up gobble, next. Cluck,
hold on, Al. Somebody's got your back.
Come on.
What are you... making what? Noise,
yo. Hold on. Amber, you're on Kid Craddock in the morning. You got Al's back?
I have Al's back. Let me tell you, everybody has an opinion, but baby girl does not actually have to mean anything sexual. My very favorite Uncle Steve-O calls me baby girl, and I'll be so sad if he didn't. And I practice calling you guys and what would happen if I actually got to talk to you, because you're all wonderful. And if I didn't get called baby girl, I would be so sad. So, Al, give me a big baby girl.
Don't do it in gross sex. No, quit licking your
lips. No,
gross.
No mouth noises.
Gross. He is licking his lips.
Just a nice, flat,
her
hey,
uncle does not lick his lips before he says it.
Al, give me that baby girl. I need that baby girl. Oh.
Don't lick any. No, quit it.
Al.
Oh, my God. He can't help himself. Don't lick.
Kelly.
Amber.
Can I be part of the...
Amber, baby
the,
girl. Thank yeah. you for calling.
See,
there
now, they,
you go.
There,
thank
that's
you
nice.
So much. And also, while I've got you, it may never happen again. This is on my bucket list. Just
okay.
saying. My cousin, Corbin Cox, is going on the Kids trip, and they revealed
yes.
to him last night.
Oh, cool.
And Kelly, you are my hero, and I need an autograph.
Okay.
I told him to get your autograph, because you are so awesome, and you are one of my heroes.
Well, you're so sweet. Listen, why don't we do this? Because Corbin might get caught up in the moment. Let's put you on hold, and we'll get your address, and I'll just mail you one. That way Corbin doesn't have to worry
Yay.
About keeping up with it, okay? But thank you. That
awesome.
Was very sweet.
Thank you so much.
Hey, baby girl, let me ask you one question, though. You said
sure.
you said you practice talking to us just in case you...
Like she rehearsed what yeah. she was going
to
say.
Yes, I used to practice winning double your pay every day.
Like your scream and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I would practice. If I called in and won double your pay, I would practice.
Well, what would you
happen.
Say during practice? I'm intrigued.
I would say, y'all would say, okay, Amber, you just won double your pay. And I would say, woo-hoo! Light them up, I'm on fire!
Yeah!
Craddock in the morning.
Some of the winners don't give you enough gumption when they win.
It's true,
you just
Amber.
You need to have that.
It's true. You could be our listener trainer.
You know what?
Yeah, that's right.
You know what, Amber? I'm going to send you $100.
Wait, okay, you're just trying to one up me with my autograph.
Yeah, yeah.
Amber, I'm gonna throw $100 in as well. Al and I are so ghetto. We're making it rain here.
Get the money. Woo!
Well, I'm still giving you a free autograph. Hang on.
Actually,
for Amber.
Al, that was just a dollar bill, not $100.
No, I'll give you $100, girl.
I'll take a dollar bill. I would frame that and put it on my wall.
Aww. Thank you, baby girl.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We would call these Mac attacks. I'd go out from time to time. I'd go here, I'd go there with the air horn or whatever, and just try and disrupt society as we know it.
Uh-huh.
So for Thanksgiving, he wanted me to come up with a bit centered around Thanksgiving, obviously, and he gave me no direction. So I decided to rent a turkey soup.
Okay.
And I wanted to take it a step farther. You know, you can't hear a turkey suit on the radio, so... Well,
yeah,
so,
you definitely can't.
So I said, well, how can I make this audio? Make
yeah,
some audio
yeah,
out of this
stupid.
Bill. So...
Boy, it's so easy for you to explain.
I know, but there's no good reason for me to call this tin can turkey man unless there's tin cans tied to my feet, so... I wanted to make this so you could hear it on the radio, so I tied, like, cans of beans, empty cans of beans, on each foot. Okay, now, so what's Tin Can Turkey Man going to do? Well, Tin Can Turkey Man is going to disrupt a library at a university. He's going to go through the marble floors, dragging the tin cans, making all sorts of noise, wreaking all sorts of havoc.
Write that down as another word, Al. Mispronounced that, Regina.
Oh, add it to my list.
Yeah, Jenna's got a list.
So this was such a failure of a bit. because I ended up getting thrown out of the said library.
And you were banned from campus, I seem to remember.
But it's a bit that's kind of lived on for a few years, and we thought we'd share it with you again. Tin Can Turkey Man, Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kid Craddock in the morning. It's time for another Big Al Mac attack.
Well, I'm dressed in a turkey costume. Tin Can the Turkey Man.
Cluck, cluck, gobble, gobble, cluck, cluck.
No way.
Who's making that noise, yo? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man.
Love it.
Tinkin' Turkey Man. Who's stinking up the room, yo? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Who's shaking their tail feather? Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. Tinkin' Turkey Man. I got the cans on my feet and I'm gonna raise hell. Don't step to me, G, or I'll stab you with my pecker.
He did not say that. I
He's doing noises with his tongue.
No, that's in the song.
Oh.
It's drop it like a tongue. That's excellent, Al.
So you were planning on being Turkey Man without the costume?
Well, no, I thought that was gonna change it up a little bit, but just bear with me. You know how when you have a little cat and you have a little bell tied around your cat's neck so you know where the cat is at all times?
Is that the theory behind Tin Can Turkey Man?
That's why I have 10 tin cans tied to each leg of the turkey, which is me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to walk into a, let's just say, a library and see if, in honor of Thanksgiving, we can get them to remove all of the turkey cookbooks from the library.
Those well-known turkey cookbooks.
Right. All right, there's a long walkway and up some marble stairs to get to the actual library.
Okay. And those are like Diet Coke cans tied around your legs?
Ranch style beans. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me call Michaela. Man, I'm upstairs, man.
I probably would have started at the top of the stairs.
No, I'd get thrown out for sure, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 10 or 15 more stairs. Hello, I'm Tin Can Turkey Man. Hello.
Akilah, are you inside?
I'm inside the library.
Akilah?
Yes.
Are you inside?
I'm in here.
Is anyone looking at him?
I'm here over the tin can.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone just kind of stopped and started looking at him like he was crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, sir. You're not going to be able to hear me.
You need talking a turkey voice, don't you?
Oh, gotta go.
A turkey voice.
I'm a Tin Can Turkey Man. I would like to remove all the Thanksgiving books off of your shelves, please, in honor of Thanksgiving. Because I'm Tin Can the Turkey Man.
That is so bad. It's not even funny.
I'm not really a turkey.
So bad.
What's up, bro? No, do it, man. I'm Tin Can Turkey Man. Can you take me to the Thanksgiving books?
You know what? The way charge is on. The show must go on.
Hi. Oh, excuse me, though.
He never quits.
Hi. I'm Tin Can the Turkey Man. How are you, little lady? Could you take me to the Thanksgiving section, please? I need to remove all of the Thanksgiving books from your shelves.
Any books that mention the needless slaughter of turkeys, innocent turkeys.
Any books that mention the needless slaughter of turkeys for Thanksgiving. Huh?
Hi. Huh? Are you with him?
Uh-uh.
Oh, he's finally getting kicked out. This could be good.
I'm going to go home now.
Sir, I need to see your ID, please.
Oh, I have ID on the turkey.
Hopefully this is just a nice listener who's trying to help us improve the
Maybe
business.
Maybe so,
not
yeah.
really mad.
I know it was out like...
What's your name? Officer Trujillo?
Oh.
Hi.
Police officer.
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm going to go home now.
No, sir. I need to see your ID, please.
I don't have ID on the turkey.
You
I'm Tin Can the Turkey Man.
Al, it's probably time to drop the act and just...
You have permission.
Yeah, tell Akilah to stop pretending she's an officer.
Okay, and what are you doing this
morning? What am I doing? Oh, just chilling.
Having turkey fun.
Having turkey fun. You're kind of hot.
Hmm.
I'm going to leave now.
Sir, you can't leave yet. I need to. Stand by just a minute.
Al, is that a real cop or a fake cop?
Uh-oh.
Huh? Al, does she have a gun?
She's a real cop.
Real cop.
Real cop.
Oh, boy.
real cop car.
Oh.
Gobble, gobble.
Do you know how the other inmates are going to treat a guy that comes in a turkey costume? Oh, boy. That's going to be ugly.
I hope you won't get stuffed.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Uh-oh. Going outside. Do you have a vehicle? Yes, sir. I have a turkey vehicle. Okay.
Now, dude, would you quit it? Oh. Tell him to quit making jokes then.
Yeah, at this point, just go, hey, no more trouble. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, yeah. One time.
Y'all go around down with no ID?
I don't have it on me.
Oh, now they're turning this into like the...
They're going to throw the turkey in traffic.
They're going to throw the book at us.
Al, just go. Just tell them, hey, no trouble. It's over. Take your hat off.
I can't stop.
Take your hat off.
Come on, take it off.
And your date of birth?
All right, so what is your name?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
Cam.
No,
no.
Cam,
Give it up.
Okay. My name's Kid Craddock.
What?
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, man.
Oh, Big Al.
I remember sitting at my dining room table because it was so easy to make tin cans out of Coca-Cola cans. No, I didn't do that. I went and bought cans of beans, poured the beans out, washed the cans out, and then tied those cans together.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like beans.
I don't know what makes my mind think the way it does.
Well, we're so glad it does.
Open lines coming up next. Call us at 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I would like to know about a big mess up that you did at your job. I saw a story this morning about a pilot that landed a Boeing cargo plane in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah.
And he landed at the wrong airport.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you say, well, you just take off and go to the other airport. Yeah. Well, the runway is too short for this plane to take off. They have to tow this plane through the streets to the other airport.
Awesome.
So that he can take off. That's a big mess
I've
up.
I've always wanted to see a plane on the interstate.
Yeah, me too. So let me know the biggest mess up you did at your job. How about you, Jenna?
I would like to hear, for no particular reason, nothing to do with anything personal, what's the worst place you've been dumped?
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We're taking off for Kids' Kids today.
Yeah, we are.
Just a few hours. Have a little send-off party thanks to Southwest Airlines. And then off to Orlando for a few days to hang out with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, if you need to borrow a plane, Southwest is the airline to call. I'm just saying. They hook a brother up. Hey, man, y'all let us buy a plane? Sure. That's cool.
That works. Easy as that.
We'll keep you posted with what's going on Kids with Pictures and on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook and all that. So if you want to keep track of us, KidNation.com is the place to be. But right now, we're going to do some open lines.
Yeah, we are.
You'll also be able to keep updated on Kelly's tan.
Yes. Kelly's tan seems to get darker by the break.
Kelly and I are getting tanner as the morning goes on, especially Kelly.
Hilarious.
Are you related to the Full House people? Because I'm calling you Kelly Tanner now.
I went to the bathroom during the break. And I looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I look like freaking Julianne Hough on Halloween.
No, you don't.
If your voice was deeper, I would swear you were Whoopi Goldberg.
Right? Oh,
I'm serious.
Not.
I am ridiculous. Look at me. And this is with, I am ridiculous looking.
What's up, my Nubian princess?
I said, just go dark. I said, I want to look like I have been to Jamaica.
Dude.
And she.
Dude.
Oh, you did a great job.
You should be celebrating
hilarious.
Black History Month.
It's really funny. I mean, you have to laugh. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know it just kept getting darker, though.
It is getting darker.
I didn't know. This is the thing. I did. I sprayed, too, just because we're on this trip and, you know, we're wearing shorts and there's lots of pictures and being girls.
Well,
but,
plus,
Kelly,
I
washed mine off this morning.
Well, I didn't. She told me the longer. She said the longer you leave it on, the better. I'm like, well,
good.
I had a shower right before I went to get spray tan. I said, I'll just wait until I get to Disney World.
You only need 6 hours. Yes, it just needs 6 hours.
Well, apparently, it just keeps
reach
on.
Out
that's
and
good.
Touch.
Kelly's like a pop tart in the toaster right
somebody's
now.
Oh, that is hilarious.
No,
I think
it looks great.
I appreciate
anyway.
It.
See, and that's what we do in Open Lines. We talk about
anything
we want to talk about, including the topics Al and Jenna gave you, which were?
Give me a big old fat mess up that you did at your job. We're talking about this guy that was flying this jumbo UFO jet landed at the wrong airport in Kansas, in Wichita, Kansas, and now they're going to have to tow the plane to another airport or something. So how did you mess up big time at your job?
And the topic I threw out, I mean, it has really no personal relation to me getting dumped at Uncle Julio's over combo fajitas. I'm just wondering where you got dumped. What's the worst place or worst way you got dumped?
All right.
Don't forget hashtag Jenna got dumped.
Okay, no more of the hashtag. I've gotten like 100.
Yes. We're almost there, Jenna.
Hashtag
almost
Kelly.
Trending.
Wait, the goal is to be a trending topic?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Amy, tell us how you messed up at your job.
I am a preschool teacher, and I was taking my kids for a walk to the playground or a ride in the big red buggies. Mm-hmm. Hold like six kids. And one of them in the front row was really excited, and he got so excited he kicked his leg out right as we were passing the pole, and I heard it snap. I still, to this day, it was 2 years ago, I still feel horrible. I'm just now to the point where I could talk about it and not cry.
Oh my God.
I think you're about to cry now.
Oh my.
I'm sorry, Amy.
I know
that was shocking.
I broke a preschooler's leg.
Oh my. Whoever out there is listening, you're a preschool teacher, please be careful with your babies in
yes.
there.
Oh.
That's a big mess.
Well, me.
And Amy, if you feel like you're gonna cry, Amy, just snap out of it, okay?
Come on.
I'm just messing with you. Thanks for the call, Amy.
Thanks for the call, babe.
Wow. Man, she must feel horrible. Mm. It's not her fault, though. She didn't mean it.
No. Oh, ouch.
Us guys tend to screw up a lot, including Bruce. How'd you mess up at work?
Well, I tell you what, I'm a janitor. That's about enough. So I'm in the middle of taking inspections out of food business where I work, and I didn't realize that I had left my mop bucket kind of in the way, and in the middle of the state inspection, and apparently my mop handle slid toward the middle of the area where I was walking, and I had to go fill the tampon machine. Well, I had the big box of tampons in this cafeteria, and so I'm walking because this person's looking at me, clipboarding everything, and the bottom of the box of tampons hit the handle of the mop, and tampons exploded all over the cafeteria.
Gross.
And so I'm like freaking out, and oh my God, you know, I'm throwing everything into the box, and then I go take the box, and I take it to the women's restroom, and this person's still behind me, and I knock on the door, and I say, housekeeping, anybody here? And they say, no, so I walk in.
Hold on, we're cracking up at you. Hold on, what happened? So
okay,
you walked
you
in, even though someone said,
and somebody said no.
Bruce, did you think I was a ghost?
Then you walked in.
Because I wanted to know on my mind, because I just wanted to get this done. And then the floor was wet, and so I realized, the person said no, and they're on the pot. And oh my God, I'm in here. And so I started doing the Fred Flintstone thing, where the floor was wet. I wiped out, and I fell underneath the stall where the woman was, right in front of the inspector.
Oh my God.
Bruce, you made me the stupid.
That's like a Hall of Fame story if I've ever heard.
Oh my goodness!
One.
Oh my God.
I wish I could hear half of it over Al laughing. I missed it.
So he wiped out in the wetness on the floor that had been mopped.
He ended up in the stall.
And fell under the stall where someone was.
So he could see into the stall, and it was one of the inspectors.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Did you just hand her a tampon?
Yeah.
Here you go.
I was attempting to fill the machine, and I what to think after that because. Oh. I still kept my job. Been there 15, 14 years
there you
now.
Go.
No, they couldn't fire you. You're too stupid.
Bruce, you're the man. No, he's not.
Al, that was just a bad run of luck.
You're the man, Bruce.
Stupid.
Thank you for making Al cackle.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's a great story. Oh, that's a great story.
Jeff, you get to follow up Bruce with your dump story.
Yeah, I should have saved that one, huh?
Yeah, right?
From one dump to one dump story.
Come on, Bruce.
You're Jeff.
I think Jeff. Maybe he just heard.
The weirdest place I was ever dumped was at church.
Oh.
Man.
In front of the Lord?
Yeah.
Is it because know you can't freak out and overreact when you're in the holy place?
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, we have been dating for about 2 years, and it was like the 2-year anniversary weekend, and I had got her these roses and a bracelet with her name engraved in it and the 2-year thing. And halfway through the congregation, she kind of pulls me aside and says, I don't think we should be dating anymore. It's a long spiel of nothingness.
Oh.
And
Then she hands me my gift, which was a shirt with all kinds of designs on it that said it's all good.
At least you got a parting gift.
Oh, my God.
That's the only time I ever walked out of church.
Oh, so sorry, Jeff.
In the middle of service.
Yeah, but exchanging gifts in the middle of church, that's kind of odd, too, right?
Yeah. But walking out, yeah, that warrants a walkout for sure.
Jeff, have you found a new girlfriend?
I've since then got married and had kids and everything. That was back when I was 16.
Good.
I'm 28 now.
Okay.
It worked out for you.
Still.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Still hurts.
Still hurts. You're getting dumped at church.
Oh, my God.
Poor guy. Mm. Rachel, tell us about your job mess up.
I work at a hotel and we have to pre-authorize credit cards.
Uh-huh.
And instead of pre-authorizing for $100, I did it for $1,000. And I took all their money out of their bank account.
Oh.
So we had to pay for their hotel room and their food for the weekend until their money got released Monday morning.
Oh, and you kept your job after that?
I actually got promoted to guest service manager a couple months later.
Yeah, screw up, get promoted. Why not?
Because you turned a bad situation into a good one.
Well done, Rachel.
Exactly.
Way to go, girl.
I've had a lot of friends who mess up at work and they get promoted right after.
Dude, look at us.
I think it kind of just shows when you're presented with a challenge how you handle it.
Exactly.
And it can be impressive.
You didn't lose a customer over it.
Right, right.
Chris, tell us about getting dumped, buddy.
Oh, about 9 years ago, I was dating this girl for about 2 years. And around this time of year, Thanksgiving, we decided to go to her parents' house and do Thanksgiving. And I actually proposed to her right after eating. And... yeah, as I was getting down on my knees, she was kind of freaking out, and I kind of got a little nervous.
Shut up.
And I proposed to her, and she says, no. She kind of like, and about this time, her mom and her dad were just freaking out, and yeah, she's like, no, we can't do this. I'm seeing another person.
Oh!
I didn't even know about it. So
and she brought you home for Thanksgiving?
And then I also got dumped.
Oh, no, Chris.
Well, yeah, she's seeing someone else, but she brought you home.
Well, we've been dating 2 years, and obviously her other parents didn't know about the other dude. And
Or it was like she was doing her own bachelorette.
Oh man!
Like you were a hometown date for Thanksgiving, and she was going to bring the other guy home for Christmas.
I guess I don't know. It was kind of weird because her mom and her dad were there. I mean, her whole family. I mean, there was like 20 people there, and they were all. I mean, she didn't. Good thing I didn't give her the ring because it was an expensive ring, and it was 9 years ago, so I was young, and it was a failure, and I had to drive. I had to drive back to her because she lived out of town. I had to drive back with her to go to her house.
Okay, dude, you're boring.
The rest of my stuff, and it was just like the quietest ride ever.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Getting dumped in front of the family after 2 years. Jonathan, you'll be our last call. Tell us about your job mess up, please.
Okay, so I work for the government, and I accidentally one time labeled somebody as deceased when they were in fact not, and that caused them to not be able to get insurance for over a month until I could fix it.
I'm sorry, man, you're dead.
But I'm not dead.
It's right here in the paperwork.
I'm not dead.
In my defense, they had the same person last name, okay?
As a dead guy.
Yes.
Okay. You technically killed somebody, Jonathan.
So you didn't put the toe tag on him and he wasn't dead. It was just like, okay, you did it in the computer.
Well, my boss also told me if that's the worst thing I ever do, I'll fit in just fine there.
Kid Craddock in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Al?
Yes?
Yesterday during Love Letters to Kelly, you jumped on me because I can't pronounce bookworm.
Bookworm.
Whatever.
Worm.
You jumped on me.
Like squirm.
Yeah. Since you're such a wordsmith.
I'm a wordologist, dog.
I decided we should play a little game.
Uh-huh.
I found the 10 words you could totally say in public.
Okay.
But you probably shouldn't because they sound weird.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give you these words, and I want you to use them in a sentence correctly.
Oh, see now. Now you're going to get him.
That's what I said.
Are you going to pronounce the words for him, or you're just going to give him the word and ask him to use it to see if he knows the definition?
No, I'm just going to give him the word and see if he could use it in a sentence and use it correctly.
Great.
You don't even need to give me the definition because using it in the sentence will show us that you know the definition.
I love word games.
I know.
I'm such a dork. I read vocab books.
Jenna, if you would like to play, I'll give you one of these, too.
You read vocab books?
Yeah.
What, you got dumb.
It's called Word Smart. No, I got 24 out of 24 on my SAT analogies. My math wasn't so good.
All right, Al, you ready for your first word?
Shema.
Your first word that I would like you to use in a sentence correctly is weenus.
Huh?
Weenus.
Yep, weenus.
I was trying to quit the drugs, but they didn't wean us off in time.
Well?
No, that's not the right word. It's a W-E-N-I-S, weenus.
Oh, weenus. Weenus.
Come on, first thing pops
up. Okay, I have an idea.
Weenus.
I have an idea. I would have, is this right? I would have hooked up with Al if he didn't have such a tiny weenus.
I mean, you could technically
say that, right?
I mean, kind of.
I thought that was just
kind of right.
I thought that was this, like, I thought it was a whittle.
Yeah.
You know what?
a correct sentence would probably be, I forgot to put lotion on the past week, and now I have weenus.
Oh, man.
It's a rough patch of skin on your elbow, Big Al Mac.
All right.
Who knew?
I didn't know either. All that elephant skin that doesn't hurt when you pinch it?
That's your weenus.
Mine, I have a bad weenus.
Oh. Al, your second word.
Okay.
Masticate.
Huh?
Ooh. Masticate.
Okay, you got this.
You
got
to know this one.
You got this, Al.
Masticate.
Yeah. You got it.
Masticate.
Remember, children might be listening.
Sure, sure.
That's a hard C, okay?
I mean, it's something you do daily, Al.
It is?
Yes.
All right. Well, when I'm at home alone,
this isn't all right, let's just, well, you just say them.
Go ahead.
When Tom Cruise's ex-wife wouldn't.
What do you think it means?
This can't go well.
What do you think it means, Al?
We all know what he thinks it means, JC. Just give him the answer.
I have no idea. I've never heard that word before.
Make sure when you put your food in your mouth to masticate.
To masticate?
Yes. Masticate is to chew.
Mm-hmm.
To chew. Okay.
Fancy chew word.
Why don't you just say chew? All right. Go ahead. Give me the next one. I'm going to get one of these.
Okay. Your third one is bunghole. This is a real world.
Real word.
You know, I'll be honest. I've heard that word before, but I don't remember how it was used.
Bunghole. I think the troops, when they're overseas, if they're being attacked, they have to hide in the bunghole.
It's a foxhole. Foxhole.
Okay.
Yeah, a bunghole is a hole in a wooden cask used for pouring.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's your bunghole.
I have heard that before. I just forgot it.
All right.
How could I forget something like that?
Yeah, how'd you forget your bunghole?
Al, can you please use angina correctly, please?
Okay, got it.
Wait, I've heard this.
Yeah, I know this one. I know this one.
Yeah. You may cause a lot of angina, Al.
Angina.
Wait, angina?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said mangina.
Well, next time I go out with Dr. Girlfriend, I hope she gives me some angina.
No,
she
could help you with your angina.
With my angina.
Yeah, she's a doctor.
I know it's a medical term or medical illness.
Yeah.
Okay, it's angina. It's like...
I'm beating my chest for you, honey.
Oh, it's like phlegm? Is it phlegm?
No.
Like
it's chronic chest pain.
Chronic chest pain.
Angina is chronic chest pain.
I've heard of, I at least know the word, so that's a step in the right direction.
I'll skip this next word because you go to Home Depot a lot, but it's caulk.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah.
Can you use gesticulate?
Gesticulate.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I have a little tingling between my legs. I think I just gesticulated.
Actually, Al, we make fun of you for this a lot.
You gesticulated.
I gesticulated.
You gesticulated.
You actually do gesticulate quite a bit, Al. In fact, we make fun of you.
Okay.
It means to move one's hands to emphasize speech.
Oh, yeah. I gesticulate.
So you do that a lot.
So it's the verb. It's the verb of gesture.
Gesturing, yeah.
You're a chronic gesticulator.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
All right. Come on.
Could you use dongle in a sentence, please?
Dongle?
Yeah, dongle.
Is that related to bunghole?
No, not at all, actually.
Ryan Seacrest took over on American Idol after they get rid of Dungleman. Dungle.
Get a shot as any.
No, yeah. It's actually...
I have one.
Dungle?
You do have a dongle?
Dung.
We always
do. Dung is cow dung.
We knew Jenna had a dongle.
My chain hang low to my dongle thing.
No.
What?
No.
Is that the rap song?
No.
My chain hang low to To my dongle ding?
Well, manure is cow dung.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you're trying to find the root word.
Yeah. No, dung.
Dongle.
Does it have anything to do with animal excrement?
Nope.
Oh. I was like, I just dongled.
I think I just dongled a little in my pants.
It's actually a hardware device used to protect some software.
Oh.
That's
hardware
a dongle.
Hardware to protect software?
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
It's a device, yes.
All right. Okay.
What?
Al, can you use diphthong?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Diphthong.
I remember this one.
Diphthong?
Yeah.
Diphthong.
Diphthong. Well, let's see. Diphthong.
What do you think?
Well, a thong, obviously. Mm,
right.
Is, okay.
Yeah. A thong. The thong thong. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
diphthong.
Well, I guess if you want to change the color of your thong, you diphthong.
Diphthong.
Or maybe if your thong has fleas, you dip your thong. Diphthong.
No, Al, it's actually a word for when there are two vowel sounds in one syllable.
Diphthong.
Yeah, you're close, though.
Okay.
That's really complex.
I did pretty well right there.
Al, no, I'm mad at you. You're entertaining, at least.
Thank you.
At least we had fun.
Thank you.
And
yeah, we did.
Everybody learned something.
Yep.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.